好，我们在过去的几次，我们一直在交通的就是犹大书第十一节。
In the past few times that we've met, we've discussed about Jude, verse 11.
那边特别提到有三种人是有祸的。
In there, it talks about the three different types of people who will have trouble.
我们曾经交通过该隐的道路。
We talked about the way of Cain.
我们也讲过巴兰的错谬。
We talked about Balaam's error.
那今天呢，我们要特别讲到可拉的背叛。
And today we'll discuss about Korah's rebellion.
可拉的背叛是一件在圣经上很重要的事情。
Korah's rebellion is a very important event in the Bible.
所以我们要来学习到底圣经上提到的可拉的背叛是怎么样的背叛。
So we want to discuss when the Bible talks about Korah's rebellion, what kind of rebellion this is.
而且我们要从其中来学属灵的教训。
And we're going to pick up the spiritual lesson within it.
因为我们也可能犯了同样的错误。
Because it's possible that we made the same errors.
可拉的背叛是发生在他们在旷野漂流的时候。
The Korah's rebellion occurred when they were in the wilderness.
首先我们要知道为什么神要以色列人在旷野漂流。
First, we have to understand why the Lord wanted the Israelites to wander in the wilderness.
神把他们从埃及带出来，应该很快的就把他们带到迦南地区。
Lord took the Israelites out of Egypt. He should be able to quickly bring them into the land of Canaan.
但结果呢，他们在旷野漂流了40年。
But we find out that they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
你知道很多时候我们也在问，我们如果一信主以后呢，主就把我们带到天上该多好。
After we ask ourselves, how good would it be if the time that we believe God took us to heaven?
为什么还把我们留在地上？
Why do we have to spend our time on earth?
为什么我好像还在旷野漂流？
It seems like we're wandering in the wilderness.
生命记第八章告诉我们。
In Numbers, in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
神这么做是为了要试验我们。
That the Lord does this to test our hearts.
要看我们到底我们的内心爱不爱他。
To see that if we really love him.
愿不愿意敬畏他。
See if we're willing to fear him.
愿不愿意守他的诫命。
And if we're willing to follow his commandments.
当然神不需要试炼我们，神很认识我们。
Of course, the Lord doesn't need to test us because he knows us well.
但是我们不认识我们自己。
But oftentimes we don't know ourselves.
所以一试验以后呢，就把我们的本相给显出来了。
So after the test, we show our true self.
所以可拉他们的叛变呢，是发生在这旷野漂流的时候。
So Korah's rebellion occurred when they were in the wilderness.
结果可拉和他一党的人，活活的坠落阴间。
So we found out that Korah with his people fell into the earth.
地开口把他们吞了。
The earth opened up and swallowed them.
之后地又合起来。
And then the ground closed up after.
然后那250个跟着他们的首领。
There were 250 leaders that were with them.
有火从神的面前把他们烧死。
The fire came from the Lord and burned them alive.
然后还有全部的以色列会众都跟着造反。
And the whole assembly of Israel.Became rebellious.
结果有14,700人因为瘟疫而死。
And 14,700 passed away, perished because of the plague.
所以这个在旷野里面，这是一件大事。
This is a huge event in the wilderness.
这么多人死亡。
There's so many deaths.
所以我们今天要认识这可拉的背叛，这很重要的。
So it is important for us to know what Korah's rebellion.
因为我们也常常这么背叛。
Because we often rebel in the same way.
我们要从这里学习属灵的教训。
We must learn the spiritual lesson that's in here.
在民数记十六章，我们可以看得很清楚。
In Numbers chapter 16, we can see.
在第一节到第四节。
In verse 1-4,
他特别给我们看见这个带头的这个可拉呢，他是利未支派的人。
So we know that Korah is from the tribe of Levi.
然后有几个跟随他的人呢，是流便支派的。
There were a couple that followed him was from the tribe of Reuben.
再加上250个首领，他们都是有名望选出来入会中的。
And there was 250 well-known community leaders. that were with them.
所以这么多的人呢，他们就聚集起来攻击摩西跟亚伦。
So they gathered up to attack Moses and Aaron.
他们说全会众都是圣洁的，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？
They came to Moses and Aaron and said, the whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourself above the Lord's assembly?
他说你们是擅自专权了。
He says, you guys have gone too far.
当然我们知道以色列人并不圣洁。
Of course we know the Israelites were not holy.
他们曾经拜过金牛犊拜偶像。
Because before they worshiped idol and a golden calf.
神没有杀他们，神与他们同在，是因为摩西的带导。
God did not destroy them because, and God was with them is because Moses, prayed for them.
他们忘了这件事情。
They've completely forgotten about this event.
他们觉得都是圣洁的，神也在他们中间。
Now they feel like they are holy and that God is with them.
所以他们觉得摩西跟亚伦自高，超过会众，他们太过分，他们擅自专权。
So they think that Moses and Aaron have gone too far and think that they're above the assembly.
你知道很多时候我们说的话听起来是对的，但我们里面的灵不对。
We know oftentimes you say something and it sounds right, but we know it's not right in spirit.
摩西的反应是什么呢？你很特别，摩西马上俯伏在地。
We see what Moses' reaction was. It's very unique. He fell to the ground, facing down.
然后摩西是代表真正的权柄。
Moses represents the true authority.
真正的权柄是显在什么地方呢？是显在谦卑的里面。
How is authority displayed? It is displayed in meekness.
所以摩西他没有跟他们反击，他也没有跟他们辩牌。
So Moses is not attacking back and did not argue with these.
他只是俯伏在地。
He fell to the ground.
因为他知道权柄是从神来的。
Because he knows the authority is from God.
神自己会为他表明。
That God will display his will.
所以如果我们为自己辩白辩论呢，你反而失去了权柄。
So we know that in this case, if we had argued for ourselves, trying to defend ourselves, we would lose that authority.
所以第五节，摩西就说，耶和华必定指示你们，谁是属于他的。谁是圣洁的，他会拣选谁，谁就可以亲近他。
So in verse 5, we find out that Moses said, In the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have that person come near him. The man he chooses will cause to come near him.
所以摩西在这里让神自己来表白。
So Moses letting God explain his will.
然后接下来第六、第七节，摩西就叫这些人呢，他们拿着香炉，加上火，再放上香，然后他说，你们这些人呢，自己专权的。
So, in verse 6 and 7, Moses asked the people who rise up against him and said, You guys will take the censers and put incense in them and fire in them, and it is that you guys have gone too far.
然后摩西就接着就对可拉讲，
And then Moses turned to Korah.
他说你是利未人。
He says you are Levite.
那利未人呢，可以亲近神的，可以照理帐幕中间的事情的。
A Levite is a.
他们是可以亲近神的。
Levite can be is already close to God.
而且他们可以照顾那个帐幕 tabernacle 的那个事情。
And they can handle the events of tabernacle.
对，所以这不是小事情。神拣选你们做可以亲近神的。
So God already chose the Levites and separated them to be close to God.
因为以色列人曾经都拜金牛犊。
Because the Israelites all worshipped the golden calf.
所以他们都犯了罪。
So they were all sinful.
所以摩西呢，特别说，谁愿意站在他这一边，谁愿意站在神这一边呢，来对付自己的弟兄。
So Moses said, whoever is willing.Stand on my side to deal with their own brothers.
他说呢，这种人呢，神可以用他。
He said these people God is able to use.
所以呢，利未人呢，就站在他这一边呢，对付他们自己的弟兄。
So so when they were worshiping the golden calf, the Levites stood on the side of Moses and dealt with their own brothers.
这就是为什么神拣选利未支派来亲近他，可以照顾帐幕中间的事情。
So this is why God chose the Levites to separate them to be close to Him and let them deal with the works of the tabernacle.
但现在可拉造反。
But now Korah has rebelled.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他想要当祭司。
Because he wants to be a priest.
因为利未人只能照顾帐幕的事情，不能够进圣所的。
Because we know that the Levites can handle the events around the tabernacle, but they cannot enter the temple.
对，只有祭司可以进去的。
Only the priests can enter.
所以他虽然是利未人，可以亲近神，他觉得呢，他想要变成祭司，可以进到圣所与神更近。
So he knows that he's a Levite, so he's able to be close to God, but he wants to.Even closer into the temple.
但是虽然他很羡慕做祭司，可是呢，祭司的职分呢，只有神可以给。
So although he's very envious of the position to be a priest, but the priesthood is only can be only given by God.
神把这个尊荣，这个 honor 给了祭司，给了亚伦家族。
God gave the honor of the priesthood to the family of Aaron.
所以没有人可以自己去抢夺的。
So nobody can take that for themselves.
这是神的主权。
That is God's sovereign.
但是可拉呢，一方面很羡慕，一方面他要得着。
So Korah, he is envious of that, and he also wants it for himself.
为什么他想要得着？
Why does he want this?
为什么他觉得亚伦可以，为什么我不行？
Why does he think that?Hey, why can Aaron have this right and I cannot have this right?
如果你读出埃及记第六章，
If you read Exodus chapter 6,
你就发觉亚伦跟可拉他们有同一个祖父。
You find out that Aaron and Korah actually have the same grandfather.
他们的父亲呢是兄弟。
Their fathers were brothers.
所以他跟亚伦是堂兄弟。
So that brings Aaron and Korah as cousins.
他们从小一起长大。
They grew up together.
亚伦所有的丑事他都看过。
Everything Aaron's done.
所以凭什么这个人可以做祭司，我不行？
So Korah's thinking, why can Aaron be a priest and I cannot?
弟兄姊妹，我们也常常犯这样的错误。
Brothers and sisters, we often do the same mistake.
有时候我们看我们的弟兄、我们的姐妹。为什么神那么祝福他就不祝福我？
Why does God bless them and not bless us?
他算什么？
Who are they?
但这是神的权柄。
But this is God's sovereignty.
有的时候我们在公司上班。
Oftentimes we're at work.
为什么跟我一起上班的同事他就被升迁了 ，promotion 了，而我没有？
Why does some of our coworkers that we work with get the promotion and we do not get the promotion?
甚至在家里面我们也发生这样的事情。
We do the same thing in our house.
为什么我那不怎么样的 brother 他可以比我还好？
Why is my brother better than me?
弟兄姊妹要小心点，这是神的主权。
Be cautious, brothers and sisters. This is God's sovereignty.
我们常常就像可拉一样，我们不服气。
Oftentimes we're like Korah, we don't agree.
结果我们就造反。
So we rebel.
Okay. 那不仅可拉。结果有几个流变支派的人也跟着造反了。
We know that it's not just Korah himself that caused rebellion. There was people from the tribe of Reuben.
你如果读第十二节到十四节
，In verse 12-14,
摩西打发人就把这几个流变支派的人呢就叫来。
So Moses summoned these people from the tribe of Reuben.
他们说我们不上去。
They said we will not come.
他说你们将我们从流来与密之地领上来。
Isn't it enough that you have brought us out of a land of flowing with milk and honey?
换句话，他们觉得埃及是流来与蜜之地。
So they think that Egypt is the land of milk and honey.
你们把我们从这边领上来呢，要在旷野杀我们。
You've taken us out of this land of milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness.
你们还认为这是小事，还要自立为王，辖管我们。
And you think this is and now you want to.Be Lord over us and be king.
而且呢，你们没有把我们领到流来与蜜之地，也没有把田地和葡萄园给我们为业。难道你们要挖这些人的眼睛吗？我们不上去。
And he said, you haven't brought us into a land of flowing milk with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of the field and the vineyards. Will you gouge out the eyes of these men? No, we will not come.
所以呢，你看这些都是流便支派的人哦。
So these are the response from the tribe of Reuben.
他们以为自己是圣洁的。
They thought they were holy.
他们有权利进迦南。
They think they have the authority to enter Canaan.
结果你们没有带我们到迦南地，也没有给我们任何的田地、葡萄园。
So you didn't take us to the land of Canaan. You didn't give us new land or new vineyard.
你要杀我们，你要把我们的眼睛挖掉。
You want to kill us and you want to gouge our eyes out.
这是流便支派的。
These are the response from the tribe of Reuben.
那为什么流便支派要造反？
Why does Reuben want to rebel?
因为流便本来是十二个支派里面长子，他为首的。
Because out of the 12 tribes, Reuben were the oldest child, so they were the leader of the 12 tribes.
所以一个做长子的啊，他在家族里面他可以是一个君王。
As the oldest child in a family, you can be king.
你可以成为这个家里面的祭司。
You can be the priest of this family.
而且你承受产业的时候，你可以得双份的产业。
And when you get inheritance, you get double portion.
但是流便曾经犯了严重的错误。
But Reuben made a serious error.
他曾经与他父亲的妾上了床。
They laid in bed with the father's concubine.
所以他失去了长子的名分。
So they lost the title of the oldest, the eldest son.
结果呢，他不甘心失去这些。
So they're not willing to lose these.
他不接受他犯罪的结果。
They're not willing to accept the consequences of their sin.
他不服神的安排。
They don't want to follow the Lord's plan.
结果他跟着造反。
So they followed.And rebel together.
所以很多时候我们的造反是什么？是我们自己造成的。
So oftentimes we call rebellion is based on our own mistakes.
因为我们曾经犯了错。
Because we made mistakes.
但我们不接受神给我们的安排。
But we're not willing to accept God's will.
所以呢，他们也跟着造反。
So they followed and rebelled together.
所以你如果你读到28-34节。
So when we get to verse 28-34.
摩西28节特别说的，摩西就说哦，他要行一件事情，他说我行这一件事，本不是凭我自己心意行的，乃是耶和华打发我行的，必有证据使你们知道。
In verse 28, Moses said, "This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do these things, and that it is not my idea."
29节说，这些人死，若与世人无异，或是他们所遭的与世人相同。就不是耶和华打发我来的。
In verse 29, it said, "If these men die in a natural death and experience only what usually happens to men, then the Lord has not sent me."
好，31节，我们跳到31节。摩西刚说完了这一切话，他们脚下的地就开了口。
In verse 31, it says, "As soon as Moses finished saying all of these, the ground under them split apart."
32节，把他们和他们的家眷，并一切属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去。
And in verse 32 says, "And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their households and all Korah's men and their possessions."
33节，这样他们和一切属他们的都活活的坠落阴间，地口在他们上头，造就何必？他们就从会中灭亡。
Verse 33, "They went down alive into the grave."With everything they owned, and the earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community.
所以摩西说他行这件事情不是他自己愿意的。
So Moses said he's doing this. It's not out of his will.
是打发他的神叫他做的。
It is God's will.
所以这给我们看见一个背叛权柄的下场。
Here we see what happens when you rebel against authority.
你看地开了口，他们活活的坠落阴间。
The ground opened up and it fell to the grave.
地要再合起来。
And the ground closed over them.
你知道我们都是悖逆的人。
We know that we're all rebellious.
我们常常不服神给我们的安排。
Oftentimes we don't agree with what God has planned for us.
我们不认识这是神的权柄。
We don't understand or know God's authority.
很多时候我们只看到摩西，看到亚伦，看到人。
Oftentimes we only see Moses and Aaron, the people.
但我们没有看到背后乃是神的权柄。
But we don't see that behind them is God's authority.
好，第35节。
In verse 35,
他说：“又有火 从耶和华那里出来，烧灭了那献香的250个人。
And verse 35, and fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering their incense.
这250个都是首领，都是有名望选入会中的。
You know that these 250 were all leaders in the community. They're very well known.
但是他们想要更高的荣耀，结果呢，他们要更高的地位，结果就被火烧死。
They wanted more honor. They wanted more power. Therefore, they were consumed by fire.
所以这是在旷野发生的一件大事情。
This is a big event that happened in the wilderness.
但更可怕的是呢，整个以色列人都开始造反了。
But what's more scary is that the entire Israel community started to rebel.
所以你看第41节哦，第二天。以色列全会众都向摩西亚伦发怨言，说你们杀了耶和华的百姓了。
In verse 41, you see, the next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have killed the Lord's people."
所以全会众都造反。
So the entire Israel community.
他们一起攻击摩西亚伦。
They came and attacked Moses and Aaron.
就神的荣光显现。
And God's glory shone.
就叫他们离开，他说我要转眼灭绝这些人。
And God told Moses and Aaron to leave, that I will destroy this community.
可是这两个人马上伏在地。
And Moses and Aaron once again fell to the ground.
在16章这一章，讲到摩西跟亚伦有三次伏在地。
In verse 16, in chapter 16 of Numbers, three times Moses and Aaron, or Moses fell to the ground.
所以你看，他们真的是有神的权柄，但他们这么谦卑。
So because they have the true authority of God, they are able to be meek.
现在摩西就叫亚伦，你赶快拿着香炉，把火上放在里面，把香加在上面，为百姓赎罪。
So Moses told Aaron,
四十六节。四十六节。
46. Then Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put incense in it, along with fire from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them."
因为有愤怒从耶和华那里出来，瘟疫已经发作了。
The wrath has come out from the Lord, and the plague has started.
你知道背叛是会传染的。
We know that rebellion is contagious.
瘟疫也会传染。
And the plague is also contagious.
你看，当他们背叛的时候，他们在那里传染。
When they become rebellious, they were contagious.
但是瘟疫呢？他们得到了病，那个瘟疫呢，也在传染。
And when they received the plague, it was also contagious.
但你看见亚伦这个时候呢，就拿着香炉站在活人跟死人的中间。
So Aaron at this time ran out with the censer between the people who has perished and the people who are still alive.
这样子瘟疫才止住。
And this is when the plague stopped.
结果死了14,700个。
And 14,700 perished.
但你在这里看见呢，一个有权柄的人，他们是彰显在爱中的人。
We see that in here, one whose authority is able to display that in love.
因为他们为那些逼迫他们的人代求。
Because they pray for those who push them or who rise against them.
所以一方面你看见我们的本相都是喜欢背叛。
Well, we can see that our nature is rebellious.
圣经上叫我们年幼的要顺服年长的。
The Bible tells us that the youth should obey the elders.
但是现在的年轻人越来越不尊重长辈。
The youth these days don't always listen to the elders.
他说妻子要顺服丈夫。
It said the wife should respect the husband.
我常常听妻子说，他凭什么要我顺服他
？I often hear wives. I often hear wives saying, "For what reason should I listen to my husband?"
圣经也告诉我们要彼此顺服。
And the Bible also says that we should
彼此顺服。
We should obey one another.
对，但是我们常常没有彼此顺服。
But we never obey, or we often not.Obey one another.
但是真正的权柄，它是显在谦卑的里面。
But the real authority is displayed in meekness.
真正的权柄呢，是显在爱中。
The real authority is displayed in love.
你看，你真的有爱的人呢，他有属灵的权柄。
Those who have love has authority from God.
真正谦卑的人，他有权柄。
Those who are really meek has authority.
罗马书第八章第七节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 7.
他说：“体贴肉体的， 就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
Peter says, the mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God.
因为他们不服神的律法也是不能服。罗马书第八。哦，没关系。神管教我们是出于神的爱。
God disciplines us because He loves us.
为要使我们在圣洁上有份。
So we have our share in holiness.
所以有的时候我们背叛，神会管教我们。
So oftentimes we are rebellious, God disciplines us.
因为他爱我们。
Because He loves us.
他爱我们，他才管教。
Because He loves us, therefore He disciplines us.
管教之后呢，我们就在圣洁上与他有份。
So from the result of discipline, we have a share in His holiness.
所以我们不要怕管教。
So we should not be fearful of disciplines.
受管教的时候呢，我们千万不要硬着心。
When we receive our discipline, we shouldn't harden our hearts.
彼得前书五章六节告诉我们。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 tells us.
他说啊，我们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，时候到了，他要使我们升高。
He says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
所以到了民数记十七章呢，神就做了一件事情。
In Numbers chapter 17, God did something.
他叫以色列人呢，每一个支派按着首领带一支杖来。
He told the Israelites and the 12 tribes, every leader should bring a staff.
那这个杖上面都要刻着他们的名字。
And on the staff will have a name.
那利未支派呢，就是亚伦的名字。
And from the tribe of Levi has the name of Aaron on the staff.
我们知道每一个杖都代表权柄说的。
We know that every staff represents authority.
每一个首领都有杖。
Every leader of the tribes has a staff.
所以每一个首领他都有权柄。
So every leader has authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有权柄。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us has authority.
这就是为什么我不服你，你也不服我。
This is why I don't listen to you, and you don't like to listen to me.
但是我们不要忘了，杖是从树上砍下来的树枝。
But let's not forget that a staff is a branch that is cut off from a tree.
你砍下以后啊，这个杖啊，基本上就是死的了。
Once removed from the tree, the staff is dead.
所以神叫他们每个支派按着首领都带一支杖来。
So God told them to every tribe to bring a staff.
放在会幕里面的法柜前，就是与神相会的地方。
To put it in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony, this is where they meet with God.
然后经过一个晚上。
Overnight.
结果呢，这十二根杖里面只有亚伦的杖呢，它不但发芽，它也生了花苞，开了花，结了熟杏。
And out of the staffs, only Aaron's staff had sprouted, budded, and even had almonds.
那这是很特别的。
This is very unique.
只有一根杖，它居然活了。
There's one staff that became alive.
所以这根杖呢，神要把它留在神的面前。
So this staff God wanted to keep in front of him.
留给那些悖逆之子，做记号。
So leave it for those people who have rebelled.
你知道，当亚伦看见他的杖居然发芽长花了。
So when Aaron sees that his staff it has sprouted, budded, and even had flowered and had almonds.
你觉得亚伦知道发生什么事吗？
Do you think Aaron knows what happened?
他的杖跟别人杖是一样的。
His staff is no different from all the other staff.
为什么他的杖可以发芽，长了熟杏？
Why does his staff have almonds?
事实上，他觉得根本就不是出于他自己。
Because Aaron knows it's not from himself.
他根本就不配。
Aaron knows he's not worthy.
所以讲到权柄的时候，亚伦只能够谦卑俯伏。
So when we talk about authority,Aaron can only be meek and obey.
因为这是出于神的。
Because this is from God.
权柄是出于神的。
Authority is from God.
但是权柄呢，也是从死而复活的生命来的。
And authority also comes from dying and resurrection.
所以我们如果真的要有属灵的权柄，
If we really want to have authority from the Spirit,
我们首先要向着自己死。
We must die to ourselves.
就像哥林多后书第四章十一十二节所讲的。
As is discussed in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
常为自己，常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的人身上显出来，死在我们身上发动，生才在你们身上发动。
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
所以每一次我们不服气的时候，不顺服的时候，
So every time we rebel,
我们要向自己死。
We have to die to ourselves.
我们服下来。
We have to fall.
我们服下来是代表我们向自己死。
We have to fall to the ground and to represent that we die to ourselves.
生复活的生命就在我们身上显明出来。
Then the resurrected life is manifested on us.
人家看我们跟以前不一样。
They see that we're different from what we were previously.
按照从前，我们就像其他的杖一样。
As in the past, we're like the other saps.
你根本就显不出这个复活的生命。
We cannot demonstrate, we cannot show the resurrected life.
但什么时候你愿意向自己死？
But when you're ready to die to yourself.
你愿意降服下来。
You're ready to follow.
人在你身上看见了复活的生命。
Then people will see the resurrected life.
这个生命也要在别人身上发动。
And this life.Will be started in the others as well.
所以只有这样子经过死而且复活的人
，Only those who have experienced the dying and the resurrecting，
那他可以服侍神
，Can they serve God？
他也能够服侍人
，And can they serve man？
但是很特别的，就是说，如果你看刚才可拉的事件，可拉所发生的事情
，But what's interesting? What we saw happening to Cora。
你会发觉圣经上明明记载可拉跟他所有的家属家眷都一起死了。
We know that Korah with all his family and all his belongings was swallowed into the earth.
但是如果继续读圣经下去，你就发觉他有一些子孙留下来了。
But if you keep reading the Bible, you'll find that some of his descendants were kept, were spared.
所以在审判中神仍然有怜悯。
So in God's judgment, there's still mercy.
有可能他的孩子们呢不愿意跟他父亲站在一起就离开了。
So perhaps some of his descendants did not want to stand with his father and they left the tent.
所以当地吞灭可拉这一党的人的时候他们保留下来了。
So when the ground opened up and swallowed Korah's family, these descendants were spared.
弟兄姊妹我们都是可拉的后裔。
Brothers and sisters, we're all descendants of Korah.
我们都是背叛之子的后代。
We're all the descendants of the rebellious person.
我们都是背叛的人。
We're all rebellious.
如果你不相信你是背叛的人，你问问别人就知道。
If you don't believe that you're rebellious, then you ask someone else, and you'll find out.
别人都可以看得到我们自己的背叛。
Everybody can see, the others can see more clearly our rebellion.
我们常常看不见自己。
We often cannot see ourselves.
但弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是背叛之子。
But brothers and sisters, every one of us is a son of rebellion.
我们都是可拉的后代。
We're all the descendants of Korah.
但是感谢神，我们被保留下来。
But thank God that we are spared.
而且可拉的后代成为到后来呢，成为在殿中歌唱的人。
So we find out that Korah becomes the descendants of Korah.Is actually in charge of music in the house of the Lord.
对，那是在历代志下，历代志上第六章所记载的。
That's in First Chronicle chapter 6.
对，在那边特别记载了，可拉的后代保留下来呢，他们在圣殿中来歌唱赞美神的。
So we know that these descendants of Korah were actually spared, and they were in charge of house of music, in the music in the house of the Lord as they worship.
而且你如果读诗篇的话，诗篇有好多的诗是可拉后裔的诗。
If you read the book of Psalms, you find a lot of the books of Psalms written by the descendants of Korah.
为什么可拉的后代他们可以唱诗在赞美神，有特别的诗篇为着他们呢
？Why is it that the descendants of Korah has special songs for the Lord and has books written by them in the Book of Songs. Because they experienced it.
一个有经历的人呢, 他能够发出赞美。
The ones who have gone through the experience, they can give praise.
所以让没有经历的人呢, 沉默无声。
So those who have not experienced,
让他silent.
Remain silent.
但是我们这些蒙恩的人呢, 我们要向他赞美。
But those of us who have received the blessing, we should praise him.
然后可拉后裔里面, 最有名的一位,
out of the descendant of Korah, there's one famous man.
Samuel. 很多时候我们都不知道Samuel是可拉的后代。
Oftentimes we do not know Samuel is actually descendant of Korah.
因为Samuel居然做了祭司。
Because we know Samuel became a priest.
他穿上以弗德做祭司。
He became a priest.
他不但做祭司，他还是先知。
He's not only a priest, but he's also a prophet.
他还做了士师,
and he's also a
judge.
他的祖先可拉,
很羡慕做祭司,
his ancestors, Korah, is so envious of being a priest.
他为了得着这个祭司的职分,
he wanted to have the position of the priest.
他用造反的方式,
he rebelled.
但是撒母耳, 他本来不能当祭司的,
However, Samuel, although he's not fit to be a priest,
但他做了祭司,
but he became a priest.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为是出于爱,
because it's out of love.
他爱神,
he loves God.
他成了终身的拿细耳人,
he became a lifelong Nazarite.
我们知道一个拿细耳人是把自己从众人中间分别出来, 把自己归给神的人。
We know a Nazarite is those who separate themselves and dedicate themselves to God.
所以在神的眼中, 这样的人是圣洁的。
So in the eye of God, a Nazarite is holy.
所以他爱神, 他保守自己圣洁, 归给神。
So Samuel loves God and he became
holy.
He became holy.
所以你看到真正的权柄, 是从爱来的, 从圣洁来的。
So we can see authority comes from love, and it comes from holiness.
那我们都知道拿细耳人有三个很重要的条件。
We know there's three main criteria to become a Nazarite.
我们曾经交通过。
We discussed this in the past before.
第一个就是不能喝酒。
The first one, you cannot touch alcohol.
任何的跟葡萄有关的葡萄酒、葡萄有关的东西呢，他都不喝。
Anything that has to do with a grape or fermented grape, they cannot drink.
为什么他不喝酒呢?
Why do they not drink alcohol?
因为通常喝酒呢, 能够使我们快乐。
Because when we drink, we're often happy.
你知道,这个世界才能给我们快乐, 那个快乐呢, 叫做最终之乐。
So the world often gives us temporary happiness, and this kind of happiness is called the pleasure of sin.
但是呢, 一个拉细耳人呢, 他不爱世界。
But a Nazarite does not love the world.
他爱神。
He loves, a Nazarite loves God.
我们的主是那个真正的葡萄树。
Our Lord is the true, is the true vine.
所以呢, 我们不要去爱世界, 但我们应当去爱神。
We shouldn't love the world, but we should love the Lord.
这是拉细人第一个条件。
This is the number one condition for becoming a Nazarite.
第二个条件呢, 就不剃他的头发。
Number two is they do not, do not shave their head.
对，所以他头发要留得很长。
So they have very long hair.
这就是说出了我们这个人呢, 要服在神的权柄底下。
So this demonstrates that we follow God's authority.
我们不自己出头。
We don't raise our head above anyone else.
你看我们这个每一个人都是喜欢, 我高兴做什么就做什么。
We oftentimes think, whatever I want to do, I want to do that.
我们很少真正的尊主为大。
We often never think of what God's purpose is.
对，你知道我们常常说我们尊敬主。
We oftentimes say we respect the Lord.
但是我们做事的时候，我们从来不问他的。
But when we go about our daily lives, we never ask the Lord's purpose or Lord's will.
我们没有真正的就是顺服他。
We don't really obey him.
我们常常只有没有办法解决的事，我们才来找主。
Oftentimes, when we encounter some hardship that we cannot resolve on our own, we turn to the Lord.
我们却没有在凡事上认定他。
But He's not in all in all that we do.
所以呢，他是主。
So He is Lord.
如果我们尊他为主，我们自己不出头。
If we respect Him as for honor Him as Lord, we don't rise above anybody else.
对，那这个呢，就是。剃头的意思。
This is the meaning of not cutting the hair.
那第三点呢，特别讲到就是不要碰死尸。
And the third point for being a Nazarite is to not touch any dead bodies.
我们知道尸体是死的东西，常常代表我们的肉体。
We know that a dead body often represents things that passed away, often represents our flesh.
所以圣经上说，体贴肉体的就是死。
So the Bible tells us those who are governed by the flesh will perish.
对，所以你看见不要碰死尸，意思就是说呢，你不要去体贴你自己的肉体。
So what it's saying is what it represents not touching a dead body is you don't let your body be governed by the flesh.
对，那更重要的呢，你也不要随便去碰人家的肉体。
What's important is you don't touch the flesh of others.
人家已经在发脾气了。
Sometimes someone's already very upset.
你还浇一桶油上去。
And you put the oil on top of the flame to flame. So.
所以我们不仅仅不要体贴自己的肉体，我们也不要去碰人家的肉体。
So we not only not let ourselves be governed by the flesh, we don't cause others to fall either.
所以当撒母耳一生都在神的面前做一个拿细人的时候。
So when Samuel dedicates his life to be a Nazarite,
他本来不能做祭司的。
He was not fit to be a priest.
但那个时候，整个祭司的制度系统呢，都衰败了。
But at the time of Samuel, the entire system of the priesthood was wicked.
所以神兴起撒母耳，就做了祭司。
So God called Samuel to be a priest.
所以今天，如果我们真正的好好的爱主。
So today, if we love God wholeheartedly,
我们把自己分别出来归给神。
If we separate ourselves for God,
我们不爱世界，我们爱神。
We don't love the world, but we love God.
我们尊他为大。
We respect Him as our Lord.
对，我们不体贴肉体，我们也不碰人家的肉体。
We don't let the flesh govern ourselves, and we don't cause others to fall because of their flesh.
神把我们所不配的尊荣。给我们。
God will give us the glory that we're not worthy of.
结果撒母耳就成了那一个时代转换时代的器皿。
So Samuel became the vessel to turn the entire generation.
把君王大卫给带进来。
He brought in the King David.
那今天这个时代也是一个转换的时代。
Today, the generation we're in right now is also a generation that we're transferring.
从恩典的时代要进入国度的时代。
From the generation of grace into the generation of His kingdom.
所以神需要人，像神需要撒母耳一样。
So God needs His people as God needed Samuel.
今天神要得胜者 overcomer。
Today what God wants us is overcomers.
就是像拉希人一样。
As similar to the Nazarites.
要把自己分别出来。
We separate ourselves.
归给神。
For God.
为神而活。
Live for God.
不爱这个世界。
Do not love the world.
尽心尽性尽意尽力去爱主你的神。
We love our God wholeheartedly.
对。然后我们尊他为大。
And we respect Him as Lord.
对，我们愿意降服在他的手中。
We're willing to fall to our face in front of Him.
在任何的环境底下，我们都愿意顺服他。
In all kind of circumstances and situations, we're willing to follow what the Lord has for us.
绝不要体贴自己的肉体。
And not let the flesh govern ourselves.
也不要去碰，去干涉人家的肉体。
And not interfere with other people's flesh.
让我们也成为。团体的，我们整体呢，成为一个转换时代的器皿。
So our whole group can be the vessel that turns the whole new generation.
把真正的君王，我们的主带回来。
And bring back the real king, which is our Lord.
在地上建立他的国度。
To build his kingdom.
愿荣耀归给他。
So glory belongs to him.
我们低头一些祷告。
That's right.
主，我们感谢你，谢谢你实在是爱我们，召聚我们来到你的面前，听你再来对我们说话。主，我们谢谢你，我们原本都是悖逆的人，我们都是可拉之子，但是我们却被保留下来。主，不是因为我们的好，乃是因为你的怜悯。因此我们有这样得救蒙恩的经历，我们要常常向你献上我们的敬拜，献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。主，圣愿我们真是能够保守自己，从这个世界当中能够脱离出来，分别出来，单单的归给你，做一个真实的拿细耳人，尊你为大，不再体贴自己的肉体，能够爱你胜过爱一切的事物，好预备好等候主你的回来。主，我们谢谢你，我们谢谢你恩待我们，在这末后的时代你仍然呼召我们，还给我们时间。圣愿我们真是能够好好的活在你的面前。主，尊你为大，让你得到荣耀尊贵，等候你早日回来提救我们。谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。